Willkommen in Berlin Hauptbahnhof.
This is a Berlin story.
I'm Suda David-Wilp with the German Marshall Fund for a special collaboration with Berlin Stories for NPR. I spoke to representatives of Germany's five major political parties about the state of transatlantic relations in the run-up to the election. Today, an interview with Member of Parliament Stefan Liebig of the Left Party. I started by asking Mr. Liebig what the United States' recent strategic policy focus on Asia means for the transatlantic relationship.
I think this is a very normal development. I think it is completely clear that the President of the United States has to manage his politics about the interests of the United States and not of the Europe friends. But I have to see that my older colleagues are sometimes not very happy with it.
So when it comes to the relations between Europe and the U.S., right now the topic of discussion is the so-called Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP. What do you think is the biggest challenge for TTIP to come to fruition?
To be honest, my party or the parliamentary group of our party decided that it is not a good idea to open this negotiations. I was not very happy with it because I think we should start, we should discuss, and then we can see the problems and decide to go on or not to go on. But most of my colleagues think that there would be no chance for the good standards we have in Europe in environment or data protection or something like that. And so they decided not to go on with it. I think there will be a lot of problems, but we should decide in the end.
You just mentioned problems. What do you think Germany's most pressing problems are today?
I think the most important topic we have in Germany is the euro crisis. The people here in Germany, we are living on a very high standard. We have a very low unemployment rate, but we can see what is happening in the south of Europe. And so the people are afraid. And I think most of them are very happy with our current government because they have the feeling that this government is protecting us from the problems. I am from the opposition. I think that's not completely right. I think we will have problems too, and it would be a good idea to help the countries in the south of Europe, not because of them, because it is in our own interests.
So Stefan Liebig, you grew up actually behind the wall and saw the wall come down and became a politician thereafter. Nearly 25 years after the fall of the wall, do you think the transatlantic relationship is still important?
It is. And I had to learn about this because we as peoples from East Germany or from the former GDR, we didn't have so close contacts to the United States. Of course not. And I think in the last 20 years, and especially after September 11, there were a development where most of the younger people make contacts, private contacts or business contacts, something like that. And we know that there is a big, strong power on the other side of the Atlantic. And I think these relations are very, very important. I think they will change, and they will no longer based on the history of the Luftbrücke or something like that. It will be based on the interests of Europe, of Germany, and the United States too. But I think these are very important relations, and I will fight that we will have these relations in the future too.
Stefan Liebig, thank you very much. Member of the Foreign Relations Committee, we wish you much luck.
Thank you very much.
I'm Suda David-Wilp for Berlin Stories. For additional interviews in this series, go to berlinstories.org.
Berlin Stories on NPR FM Berlin 104.1.